This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily World Cup podcast. Yeah, with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, it's a day where there's a massive semi as Argentina take on Croatia, live, of course, on TalkSport. More on that shortly. But first, England boss Gareth Southgate is the name on everyone's lips. So, is he the right man to take the three lines forward? We'll hear from former England manager Glenn Hoddle shortly, but first, here's Moni Moni Simon Jordan's take on Southgate's future.
Let's be clear, he's not a failure, and the characterisation to suggest he is would be inappropriate. But there's a difference between not being a failure and being a winner, right? And what we're looking for is a winner. So what you've got is somebody that has maintained and managed a very amenable, balanced, well-presented environment where England players relate to the media relate to England players. The feeling is back in situ where we've had a few years of being disillusioned and demoralised by England performances. We've also had some compelling performances, you know, 96. I know we go back a quarter of a century and that's pretty sad to do so, but Venables brought about the same sort of feeling, the feel-good factor, for a different reason. He let people run wild. He let the people go to Hong Kong and behave themselves in an appalling fashion, yet managed to galvanise a team.
There are concerns within the FA Gareth Southgate will walk away from his job as England manager. After losing to France in the World Cup quarter-final, Southgate says he needs to decide if he has the energy to stay on.
I think there's a distinct possibility he'll resign. I think he'll look at it and go, maybe it's time for me to change. Maybe I can, you know, I can show myself in domestic football and be a domestic manager, which I think is debatable. Well, that's a different discussion. It's very easy to sit here and go, right, OK, who's next?
Yeah, it hurts. You're working for 4 years to get to a World Cup and you believe you have a team that can genuinely contend and can win it. And, of course, when you come so close at this stage, yeah, it's difficult to take at the moment. So, yeah, I need that time to think.
I think he's earned the right to say, well, I'll go for another 2 years to see if I can get this very good team of young players over the line in a tournament. You know, we're getting closer and closer. I thought we had a hell of a chance, especially as it was unfolding, the tournament. Even going into the tournament, I thought we've got a chance here. We've had the experience of getting to a semis, then a final. You know, the next part is winning this thing. So I was very optimistic going in. I thought they played ever so well.
What he's done for England, I think, by uniting everybody, fans, players, media, I think has been perfect. But I don't want to see this crop of players that we've got here who are so talented across the board, it kind of go to waste.
He needs to go away and have a little think about it, but he has earned the right to stay in the job for the next 2 years. I think if he'd have won the World Cup, I think he might have walked away then, and I wouldn't have blamed him.
And former England defender Danny Mills hopes this young team learns from their experience in Qatar.
It's another opportunity that England haven't been able to take. It's a night that's produced a real sliding doors moment in the desert. And the doors have slammed shut at just the wrong moment.
The average age of a World Cup winning side or a Euro team is 27, 28. We are way below that because we don't have the experience. We were better than we were in the Euros. We didn't panic when we went 1-0 down. Didn't panic when we went 2-1 down. Didn't change. Started to play a little bit. You're talking about a 19-year-old, 20-year-olds in there.
No, who's except Bellingham, exceptional.
Yeah, but still lacks that experience to deal with those situations. There was points where he was a little bit... You could tell some of his decisions were emotional decisions.
But he was one of your big success stories on Saturday.
But it's all about experience, Jim. Look at the great teams. Germany, when they had a rethink, you get to quarterfinals, final, semi-final, quarterfinal, win it. Success is never linear. You don't just go in a straight line. You don't go semi-final, final, win it. No team has ever done that. You've got to have your knockbacks.
And as Harry Kane's penalty finally lands, Julien Laurent claims the French were shocked he took a second spot kick against his Spurs teammate, Hugo Lloris. No, 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 they said. And then, of course, it was très bien when it went over. And if they would have gone to the shops later on and maybe wanted a kilo of peaches, they would have said, je vous traîne kilo de pêche. Anyway, we'll also hear from Psycho Stuart Pearce. But first, would you, Adam and Eve, it? Here's the former Scotland international, Ali McQuest, sympathising with Harry Kane.
He's whacked it over the bar. And England miss a glorious opportunity to get back on level terms. And that's his fourth miss for his country. It is, I'm afraid, a monumental one.
You played for Scotland at Euro 96. You were famously left out the 98 squad for the World Cup, having scored 16 goals the season before. How did you feel?
Worst I've ever felt in football.
Wow.
Worst I've ever felt in football. By a mile, I was in tears, actually, to tell you the truth. I mean, you realise there are far more important things than there are, but at that time, that was the most important thing, and it's the worst I've ever felt in football by some considerable distance, because I knew I should have gone. 100% I should have gone. And you're talking to me, and I've said to you, Harry Kane will think about that penalty for the next 5 years. I think about not going to the World Cup at France every day.
Every day?
Just about, huh?
If you put yourself out there as a professional sports person, you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows, you know, and you just have to deal with both exactly the same way. The beauty of Harry Kane, I think he's mentally strong. You know, he's come back from injuries many times. He's one of these that will not go under. And to be fair, the mental strength of him, I look and admire, because I know whichever way it falls, you know, if he missed a penalty or he doesn't miss a penalty, you know full well there's a mental strength and toughness that's going to make him say, I'm coming back stronger next time. And that's all you can ask from a player.
So Kane went to Lloris's right for his first penalty. Which way will he go here? This, an even bigger penalty.
So the French could not believe that Kane was taking that second one. They
really?
Were convinced that someone else would take it. They said it's impossible. And if you remember the Eintracht Frankfurt game with Spurs in the Champions League,
exactly.
He blasted the second penalty in the 90th minute again over the bar. So already maybe there's something about taking two pens in the same game for him against the same goalkeeper. If that keeper has been your friend, and they are really good friends. They see each other outside of football. It's not just training together. They know each other so well. They're really good friends. And maybe there's something. And the French, really, in the debate we had after on radio or television, could not believe that Kane took that second pen instead of someone else.
On now to the sports bar with Jermaine Pennant, alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy.
I wouldn't have had Harry Kane taking the second penalty as well.
Oh, that's absolute rubbish. I don't believe you, Ryan.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's rubbish. That's absolute rubbish.
I love Harry Kane. I'm a United fan and I think he's a brilliant player. But you're getting a player taking a penalty against his teammate for his club.
He scored the first one.
And who scored the first one?
I know, but you're not. You're making that call as the manager. We get a penalty. Who are you giving it to?
I would have had Rashford on it or Saka.
Rashford. I mean, Saka missed the last one he took for England, didn't he? I'm not having that comment. I've heard that today. I don't believe anyone that says that. I think that's it's being wise after the event.
Taking a second penalty in the same game.
No way you're taking him on. So you're going? No, not you.
Taking a penalty, penalty in the same game is always difficult.
No, I'm not saying it's easy. Okay, would you have had him take one of the penalty shootout? You've taken two today.
You can definitely keep him on.
On to Ian Danter, Scott Minto, and the Suns' Sean Custis on kickoff in a section we've called Danter, Minto, and Custis.
Pep Guardiola, I think we can all agree, is one of, if not the best manager in the world, and he's got the best squad under Manchester City. Do you know how many substitutes he's made so far this season, whether it be a lot or not so many? He's made the least amount of substitutions in the Premier League this season, 47 out of a possible 70. Against your boys, Sean, Newcastle, August the 21st, City were 3-1 down. Pep's only sub was for the injured Ruben Dias after 21 minutes when they were 1-0 up and came back to draw 3-3. Against Palace on August the 27th, they were 2-0 down after 21 minutes. Pep didn't make a sub until the 61st minute. They won 4-2. Against Liverpool, the big game on October the 16th, City lost 1-0. They only made one substitute. That was in the 89th minute. So my point is, it's very easy to throw substitutions, reactions, this, that and the other. No one says anything about Pep Guardiola because of what he's done. But the principle is the same here. You read each individual game as you see it. And we were on top. We had wrestled from 1-0 down, the referee against us. It's 1-1 and we're the better side. Why would Gareth Southgate make substitutions within 10, 15 minutes when we are the team on top? And actually at 1-1, just before they got their second goal, he was telling players to warm up because he's thinking, right, I've given enough time now. Let's see if I can bring on the game changers. So it's a very easy stick to beat him with. But if you look at it and compare it to other people, it's amazing how you have a go at Gareth, but you don't have a go at Pep.
And it's the small matter of a huge World Cup semi tonight, live on TalkSport as Argentina take on Croatia. And if you don't believe me, here's your proof.
Messi, 25 yards out, low shot from him, and Lionel Messi has done it!
I'm liking what I'm seeing from Argentina, they are playing well.
Can he find a way beyond Livakovic? No, he can't! He hits the post, and it is Croatia! They were the first team to book their place in the semi-final.
Croatia have probably the best midfield in the tournament. That midfield three. I think that makes an enormous amount of difference.
It's Martinez against Noppert. Right footed. Scores! Argentina are through to the semi-finals of the World Cup once again.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, here's former England cricket captain Alex Stewpot Stewart, looking back at England's sensational series win against Pakistan.
And England, under that man Ben Stokes, continue to find ways to win. They're two up with one to play in this series now. England beat Pakistan in Malta.
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. You know, people keep talking about, is Test cricket going to survive? Is it a dying part of the game? Well, it's alive and kicking. And that's very much down to Ben Stokes and Brendan McCullum. But also credit to the players. You know, those two, yes, have led from the front and created an environment. But the players have then gone out and done exactly as they've been asked. They've played without fear. They've always taken the attacking options. And they've then been rewarded with two magnificent wins.
Hats off to the lads. And yet again, there's some seriously tired bodies up there. You know, everyone's flew into this. And, you know, we've achieved something really special this week as the England cricket team.
Knowing that you have the trust of the management is crucial. Knowing that if you make a mistake, you're not going to be dropped straight away. And also being allowed to play in how you want to play. You know, we all grew up wanting to hit the ball if we're batsmen. You know, that is, the ball is there to be hit. It's not there to be left or anything. But if you go too defensive and become negative, then you play in that fashion. But McCullum and Stokes said, no, take the attacking options. You'll make mistakes. We all make mistakes. as long as you don't make too many, we'll keep backing you all the way. And once you can play with freedom, it's amazing how successful you can be.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast. From mine back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. After us, it's 6 p.m. What are you talking about? You finish at 7. No, no, no. You finish an hour earlier. Oh, yeah, I bet you don't get paid the same. Oh, we do, actually. But why are you finishing early? Oh, shut up. Argentina playing Croatia. Of course, I've told you the World Cup semi-final. Oh, yeah, sorry, Goldstein. Carry on. Thank you. Presented by Adrian Durham. Commentary from Jim Proudfoot. Former England defender Stuart Pearce alongside. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.